Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, one step, one treat, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shifra Rebenstein, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Busha. Today I'd like to explore the opposite of Busha, which is Azus, brazenness. Brazenness certainly seems like an objectively negative characteristic. It manifests as offensive, as in your face. When a person with Azus wants something, he pushes his way through. He often isn't afraid of anyone. When we introduced the Midah of Busha earlier this week, we noted that one of the reasons this Midah is so important is that it prevents a person from doing things that he doesn't really want to do. Azus, brazenness, is, as we said, its opposite. It often translates into doing whatever he wants without any busha, without any inhibition. And that is quite dangerous because a person needs a filter. And Hashem gave us the gift of busha for a reason. Interestingly, the root of Azus is sometimes actually busha. Sometimes if we really pay attention, we begin to realize that the brazenness in front of us, which seems like an act of arrogance, you're just bulldozing whatever you want to do and you don't seem to care who you knock down in the process. Sometimes that brazenness is actually just a cover for what he feels he's lacking. It's just a cover for the smallness and emptiness that the person is feeling inside. Parenthetically, I just want to mention that it's a helpful point to keep in mind when we confront what we sometimes label as chutzpah from a child or from a coworker or just about anyone else for that matter. Because more often than not, what looks like chutzpah, like brazenness, like abrasiveness on the surface, is really just a sign of the emptiness that the person is feeling and that the low place that they're in. But there's also a flip side. Because as we have noted, every midah has a positive and negative element. The same midah of Azus, which can make a person come across as pushy, can also give a person the strength to stand up for what's right. Many years ago, I heard from Rebbetzin Heller, now Rebbetzin Gottlieb, that the word oz, which we simply translate as strength, refers to a particular kind of strength. It's the kind of strength that gives you the ability to do what's right in the face of others who may not understand. As in, Hashem oz li'amu yitin. Hashem will give strength, this unique strength, to his nation, to us. This is the strength that allows Klal Yisrael to live a life of Torah values in a world that doesn't always understand and sometimes thinks we're crazy. The name Boaz, one of the most significant individuals in Megillas Rus, can be divided into the words Bo, Oz. In him lies strength. Not just any strength, but the kind of strength that would allow him to make the right choice even when it was unpopular. Go back to the story of the Megillah. When Boaz decided to marry Ruth, it was not yet widely known that marrying a female convert from the nation of Moab was completely permissible. There was a lot of halachic confusion over whether we could accept converts from that particular nation. Boaz was setting himself up for a situation where people were likely to talk. Boaz, the leader of the generation, is marrying a woman from Moab? When did that become acceptable? Boaz knew that it was not only acceptable, but it was the right thing to do. And he was willing to be strong and brazen in doing the right thing. And he didn't know how the story was going to turn out. Boaz at that moment did not know that with that choice, he would become the great-grandfather of David HaMelech and eventually of Mashiach. He just knew that it was the right thing to do. and he wasn't going to be held back because of what people might say. And so we ask ourselves, do we have that kind of strength? How many of our choices are dictated by social discomfort? Are we willing to exercise a little bit of azus, of brazenness, to stand up for what's right? Not in an abrasive way, but in a way that says, I know the balance of when to be motivated by the gift of inhibition and when to stand strong for what's the right thing to do and what the Torah wants for me. Thank you for learning together.